From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today held his first news conference since winning the presidential election last November. Jim Malone reports.
Donald Trump dismissed unsubstantiated intelligence reports that Russia had obtained compromising personal information about him and that members of his staff had colluded with Russia during the presidential campaign. Trump said it was disgraceful that intelligence information had leaked out and said the claims were fake news. Trump was at times combative with reporters as he repeated his vow to build a border wall with Mexico, protect U.S. jobs, and produce an alternative to President Barack Obama's health care law. Jim Malone, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department has reached a settlement with the Volkswagen auto company, but officials say the investigation into the company's emissions cheating scandal will continue. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch briefed reporters.
The agreement also requires Volkswagen to pay $4.3 billion in criminal and civil penalties, one of the largest clean air penalties ever achieved, and also requires them to take specific measures to prevent future violations.
Lynch said the new sanctions are in addition to the more than $15 billion in settlements previously announced. She said the U.S. has also indicted six Volkswagen executives in connection with the scandal. The United Arab Emirates has confirmed the killing of five of its diplomats in a bomb attack Tuesday in the Afghan city of Kandahar. The blast killed a total of at least 11 people, wounded 16, mostly Afghan government officials. The provincial governor and the UAE ambassador to Kabul were among the wounded. This is VOA News.